Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is a great day for all procrastinators. Maybe not that great for most of you that file tax extensions. It's October 15th, and now you have to finally get all that information in and all of that kind of stuff. If you're not a procrastinator, you probably don't even know about that, but it is tax day for many. Well, let me tell you something else that it is. It's a special day here at New Life because we get to be with Dr. John Townsend. John, how you doing?
I'm good, Steve. You?
Doing all right, and always great to be with you. And, you know, this is a special time for our folks. You're, of course, a favorite among all of our listeners, except that one in North Dakota, but he was, you know, struggling. But we love having you on, full of wisdom, and you always bring something. And this time, it's really special, everybody. I took this. It's called the Townsend Personal and Relational Assessment Tool. Last time John was here, we talked about this. People have taken it. They love it. And, well, again, we've got a special, special offer. And it's just for New Life right here. It's normally $25 to take this assessment tool. But John has lowered it for all of our New Life family to $15, and he's going to give half of that to New Life. Now, John, tell me, or tell everybody, before I tell them about me taking it, but tell everybody who this was for. Who is this designed for? Who's it going to help?
Anybody that wants to have a better life, really, Steve, you know, we're all into assessments these days. Everybody's taking the Enneagram and the Myers-Briggs and Strength Finders. And if you go on Facebook, you can find out if you're a zebra or if you're a, you know, a porcupine. I mean, everybody interested in that because we're curious about ourselves and our ways. Well, this one measures our lives in four areas and gives you great skills to be better. The area number one is bonding, how well you connect with other people and get close to them. The second one is boundaries. Well, we all know what that's about, saying no and protecting yourself and confronting. The third one is reality. How do you handle loss and failure in your life? Do you handle them in healthy ways? And the fourth one is capacity. Do you know your life mission and are you on the way to that? Gives you a score of 1 to 10 in each of those areas. And then you find out where you're strong, but where are your challenge areas. And then we give you a 4-page report customized to your score of what you can do. It's not about leaving you with a number that you don't like that's a challenge number. It's about moving up the ladder. And so it's for anybody that wants life to be better.
Well, it is, and it's not just better. I think better is an amazing word. But as I said the last time you were on,
not
it really
word.
Can it, – well, it's like the word that – magazine company research and said it's like the best word, and that's when they started Better Homes and Gardens. But I think it goes beyond that. John, I said it the last time you were here, that really it helps you get a different level of relationship because you find these areas that maybe you're a little bit weak in. Maybe you're not so great at bonding. Or maybe there's some things that you need to do so that capacity increases so that not only is there room for work stuff, but you've got much, much more room there for good, meaningful relationships back home because, hey, he helped you refine your purpose and meaning and what you're going for here. So all of that is here with direction, how to stretch a little bit, how to grow. Conversations to have that could change everything. So I'm going to encourage you to go to newlife.com and click right there on the TPRAT. It's the Townsend Personal and Relational Assessment Tool.
And the code is now, NEWLIFE to get the discount for seven days. Just the word NEWLIFE.
NEWLIFE. really can. If you're like me, you know, I'm in counseling every week with my wife. We're always working, trying to get better. This is a great little roadmap, and it's simple and so reasonable. So I want to encourage you to do that. We'll go to phone calls right after this.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change. Yeah, that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We could do that.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're going to go right to the phones with Dr. John Townsend. I said I'd do it, and here we go. Let's go to, how about we talk with Anita, Casper, Wyoming. Hi, Anita. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Nervous.
Okay. Well, we try to eliminate nervousness by giving you a little minute to catch your breath. And
by just telling you that it's a safe place, Anita. Yeah. It's a safe place here.
Yeah. So, how could we help you? What were you wanting?
Okay, well, I went ahead and wrote it out so that I could just get right to it and not take up too much time.
It's a great idea. Great idea.
Yeah, so I wanted to give you just a tiny bit of background, and then I have my question. So, Steve, I called in 2016 about 5 weeks before I was getting married. And I spoke with you and Jill. I was getting ready to marry an unbeliever, and you both implored me not to get married, and I knew it wasn't the right thing. And I didn't want to get married deep down, and I still don't understand why I did. But So my son was 8 at the time, and now he's 11. And my husband and I are in counseling, and we're both trying. There are days that I fantasize about being on our own again, because it can be so painful. We have no emotional connection, very little physical intimacy, because that's hard for me. So here's my questions. We're planning on attending the Intimacy in Marriage in February, but I'm really excited to go, and I'm happy that he's willing to go, but I wonder if you think it can help us.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, he's not a believer, and he's not very, he's very sarcastic. He's a, he's an engineer. He's
well, let me jump in.
And he just,
Anita, whatever Steve's going to say, I want you to listen to here really clearly, because he's seen this, when he designed this, he's seen this, what you're talking about, 10,000 times. So it's a good, you have good news here.
Well, this morning, I was listening to the testimonies from the last one we did a couple of weeks ago. And a man stood up, and he is from India, and he said, "I'm not a believer. And I wondered if it would be okay for me to be here. I even asked the person on the phone." He said, "My life will never be the same." He said, I don't know how I can ever repay New Life for what you've done for me. And the way that I see relationships now, totally different. And the way I see my wife, totally different. I can tell you that we have people that show up that cannot stand each other. They mm-hmm. hate each other. Mm-hmm. Some of them cannot stay in the same room because they have a restraining order against each other, but they're allowed to go to the sessions and group. 70% of the people are in a situation like yours or worse, and so far we have about a 95% success rate. Now here's my commitment to you, and I'll give John full permission. If John knew of something that would work for you and your husband better, he should tell you. And I guarantee you this, if I knew of something that would be better for you, I would tell you, but I'd also go there and try to see what they're doing, mm-hmm. and then that's what we try to do. But yes, this is, you're the person we designed this for. If you were to said, hey, we both went to Sunday school, we got married, we were virgins, and I'd say, wow, let's find a nice marriage counselor for you.
Right.
But this is for people in a situation like you. And I really believe if you will come, doesn't matter what situation or position or attitude he has when he gets there, most likely it'll be very, very different and it'll change your relationship.
I think his defenses are pretty high, to the point that he operates from a place of, I think there's a low-lying anger.
Well, you know, a lot of times when you see a man like you've described, there's a hurt little boy in there, mm-hmm. deeply wounded as
Absolutely.
A child. And what we try to do is help people like you nurture the little boy and call out the man. Many times the woman shuts down the man and criticizes and punishes the little boy. Just the opposite. We'll help you reverse that. We'll help him do the same thing.
He's got his own path here too, Anita.
That's right.
It's not just you fixing him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you Boundaries in Marriage. I hope that could be a book that would give you some insight there. We use at the workshop Mylon Kay's book, How We Love. It's kind of the foundation of it all. But don't worry about what he's like now. Just get him there. Encourage him. In fact, I would really back away from any kind of criticism or expectation and let the workshop do its job. And any of you listening, maybe your situation isn't this bad. Just think about that. Just think about changing all of that, and you can do it if you'll come. You have to let us help you. You've got to call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, really glad that she called. Let's go to Elizabeth, and she's calling from Savannah, Georgia. She listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. We're on there at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Channel 131. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, thank you for taking my call today.
Yeah, speak right up, and how could we help?
Okay, regarding my daughter, and I spoke with you guys about 3 years ago, and I took the sound advice that needed to be done. Long stories, matter of fact, there's some really brutal, deep, dark journey that my daughter has gone through, but I did have her arrested 3 years ago, as you have recommended. So much background. I do have a specific question. She ended up going into rehab for 1 year. She is off drugs. She'll be celebrating her 2-year anniversary on Monday, the 8th of October. And I have my daughter back. And I'm mm-hmm. so grateful
awesome.
For that.
Super. Well, you made a tough decision, and look what happened.
Yes, and of course, during the course of my daughter's rehabilitation, and actually, I did know a bit about this. There's a lot of brutal information here, but my daughter was raped when she was 9 years old.
Oh, gosh.
And it started with cutting, and then that went on to boys. A lot of drugs, and completely out of control behavior. So, yes, I have my daughter back 2 years clean and sober. However, what has happened now is my daughter has gained 80 pounds. Mm. She is over 200 pounds, and she's 5'1". And I'm sure everyone feels like their daughter's beautiful. My daughter's so beautiful, and she had such an amazing singing voice. She's funny. She's gone back to college now, but she hates herself when she looks in the mirror. So yeah. I am going to be flying to see her this weekend, celebration, spa day, you know, mom and daughter together. But I really don't know what to do for her about her eating. It's like her, I'm wondering if there is a medication, something that turns her brain off from needing to eat when she's not hungry.
Elizabeth, Steve is the perfect person here. Do you realize that he lost 60 pounds and has kept it off for 30 years? So he's kind of the expert here. He knows it.
Well, the question I have is, is she recovering in a recovery program for the drugs or not?
She was in rehab for 1 year. She still goes to meetings. She is living with family now, going to college. She still has drug testing about every other week.
Okay. Well, let me ask you one. Hold on a second. So she's familiar with 12-step work, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So why don't you encourage her to carry that over to the food and start going to Overeaters Anonymous?
Overeaters Anonymous. Now, I can tell you that I live in a fairly large area. Is that be in every city? I mean, I hate to say what town she's in.
Just get online. Most likely. And so that would be first choice because it goes right along with her drug recovery. But the second thing I would do is probably I would then suggest Weight Watchers, because what does that have? It has people. She needs people, and a place where she can feel no shame and be encouraged. And so I would go to Weight Watchers after that, and I would take a look at that.
Sir.
I'm going to send you my book about Lose It for Life on how you lose it and keep it off. I'll send that to you. And I'll send you Take Your Life Back, because that's going to be helpful to you also. But I mean, the thing about Overeaters Anonymous is that it's familiar language, and what works for the drugs for her will work for the food also. Now, there are certain medications if she's depressed, and that's really the source of her eating, is that she doesn't have this drug that was so part of her life, and she's depressed. Well, there might be some medication that helps her with the depression, and then that might lower the motivation or desire for food. But you hold on, we'll get those to you. And I'm glad that you got her back. But boy, this happens so often. We see it all the time, don't we, John? Where you go from one substance to another, and at least, you know, she's sober and all that. But, man, now she hates herself. So
yeah, Elizabeth, it's called symptom substitution, and it happens a lot. And until we get to the core issue, I mean, sobriety is not the goal. Sobriety, health is the goal that causes sobriety. So I don't have a lot of concerns, because I think that if you do what Steve says, she's got a very, very good future.
Mm, I do, too. All right, let's go to Robert. Robert is calling from Bryan, Texas, where I grew up, where my 91-year-old young mom is living. Robert, how you doing there?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Well, I don't feel as close to God as I once did, and want to know what I can do to get back to where I once was with God.
Well, are you married, or are there people in your life close to you? What's going on there?
I'm married, yes, sir.
Okay. John, any thoughts on a first step here?
Yeah, the first step, Robert, is to go back in your memory and figure out, did anything happen, an event or a loss or a failure or something you're ashamed of or a hurt that happened between the time you felt close to God and the time you don't? So what comes up when I ask that question?
Well, yes, sir, about a month ago something did happen, and it just seems like ever since then, I've kind of turned away from God.
All right. What was the event?
Well, I had it was a financial thing, and I was told that I got it, and then when I went to go get it, I was told that I didn't get it, and I just turned away from God when that happened.
You got disappointed?
Yes.
Okay, your disappointment made you wonder if you can really trust God and if he's good and you don't know what to do with him. And, you know, Job had the same problem. We can help you with this, Robert.
Hang on.
Okay.
And I'm really so glad you called. So many people struggle with the same thing. They never ask for help. You are, and it's a great example for other people. We'll be back with that and more. Dr. John Townsend, right after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We really want to help Robert, and well, I think all of us have done things, and we just get shut down and in shame. And John, don't you think for guys like us, the challenge is also it's the cure or it's the solution. The challenge is we don't want to be around other guys, and we compare ourselves to other guys, and when we've done something stupid, we don't want to talk to other guys about it. But that's exactly, it's that openness that kind of starts to bring freedom, don't you think?
I think that's exactly what it is. You know the thing about our faith and the Bible, Robert, is that we always think, well, I've got to be, as long as I'm toeing the line and as long as I've got a great attitude and I'm doing fine, then I'll be close to God. But the Bible says it's just the opposite, that we're supposed to go to God when we're disappointed and when we don't know what's going on. And what I want you to do, Robert, is I want you to, when you got a second, to go to Psalm 13, verses 1 and 2. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? And Robert, it doesn't say after that, and then I stopped feeling close to God and I went on my way. David always felt close to God, even when he was so disappointed and let down. God can handle the disappointment and has so much love and grace through Jesus that he wants to know more about you. So the first thing I would do is I would say those words out loud and read them, and then I would talk to somebody that loves you and loves God and say, is it okay for me to be disappointed with God about this big financial thing? And a person full of grace will say, yep, he's got big arms and big shoulders, and I think it'll bring him back.
Hmm. All right, I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I hope that that's going to be a blessing to you. I think it will. And I'm going to do something else to you, buddy. Every man's Bible, it's the best-selling man's Bible, won Bible of the Year when it came out. You're going to love this. A lot of women say their husband never read the Bible till he got this. I'm going to send it to you, and I hope and pray that it's going to be a blessing to you. I also, if you're in this growth mode trying to pull out, this is a great time to take a look at this little assessment tool here. We call it, or it is called, the Townsend Personal and Relational Assessment Tool. I took it. It's got these different areas. It tells you, are you proficient in it, or are you just adequate in it, or is this an area that you need to get some growth in? And every one of these areas is just so – I love the word capacity. What's your capacity for in your professional life, the purpose that you're experiencing? It helps you develop more capacity. Boundaries. A lot of people don't have very much capacity because their boundaries are broken. They don't know how to say no. They don't know how to say yes to the right things. And it's just such an amazing tool. Bonding. Some of the most successful people in the world are people that know how to develop a bond and grow a bond and to start it. So all of these things are here, and all you have to do is go to newlife.com, go to the TPRAT, little button there, you click on it, put in that code NEWLIFE. Here's what happens. It isn't $25, it's $15, and half of that goes to New Life. It really, I believe this, it can take you to a new level that perhaps you never knew existed in relationship and in your personal life and in just feeling fulfillment. Louise, Houston, Texas, KWRD. Let's go to Louise and see how she's doing today. Louise, you're on with Dr. John Townsend and Steve Arterburn here. Welcome. How you doing?
Good. According to my son, he is 7 years old, and his dad and I are divorced. We divorced before he was 1 year old, and last year he went to his dad's house, and he came back, and he told me that he had seen two people having sex on television, and he was six at the time, and then recently, like the last couple weekends, he's come back and told me that he's seen it again. And I've talked to his dad about it, and his dad's a non-believer. He's a narcissist, and we're raising him in two different homes. And I talk to him every time it happens, and I'm trying to get him to, change the channel. He watches HBO.
Does he deny, or does he say, yeah, I'm doing this?
Please. No, he doesn't deny it at all. He says knows that it's bad and everything. It's like he gets mad though that I'm getting on to him for him allowing this in his house when my son is there. But he knows he's not supposed to be doing it.
Right.
At what point is exposure to pornography, child abuse, or there is it at some point it becomes a legal issue?
Yeah, I think it's clearly a legal issue. He has not shown any kind of sense that your son's development and health are important to him, and this is really damaging stuff. We know this from the neurological research, Elizabeth, how it can affect your boy. I think you need to call your attorney and say, here's what's happening and what is my recourse. I don't think if he's got that kind of attitude, I don't think appeals to your son's welfare, unfortunately, are going to matter. And he's mad at you that you confronted him on that, which is not a good sign. I think it's time to pull out the big guns, as they say.
Everybody has different values, but most every child protective agency would give you full support in protecting a 7-year old from pornography.
Okay.
Now, in the meantime.
The last weekend that he came back, which was this past Sunday, he said that my son had told me in the past that his dad told him to lie to me, that he didn't see anything. Mm-hmm. And then
you must.
I asked him when he.
You must work through every fear you have and call Child Protective Services right now.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My husband had done the Every Man's Battles, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 9th through the 11th.
Here are so many other people that are going through the same things, that love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or frown. I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
I just want to say that when we were talking to Louise, I mean, this is why supervised visitation and then no visitation was invented. And this child should never, if any parent says lie to the other parent, it should be over. And those visits should only be supervised, if at all. This is not a man who is out for the good of his son. And so you need to protect him. And then the other thing is you have to be sure that he is able to process this. And if he doesn't get to see his father now, that he doesn't see that's his fault, he was bad. Right. All this needs to be dealt with, and so he's going to need probably some really good counseling from somebody that specializes working with kids. All right. Really glad that she called, and I'm going to send her Preparing Your Son for Every Young Man's Battle, and that's going to help her to do what needs to be done. It gives you the words to say. You don't even have to come up with them yourself. Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Steve. Doing good. Thanks.
Talk to us about our need for support. We got a great thank you gift for everybody.
Yes, but before I do that, I want to give a little testimony. I always like people to be reminded of why we do what we do and what their support means and what it does for people. And with the Restore Workshop coming up, I pulled a testimony from a recent workshop. And this lady writes, "Before I came, I was stuck riding the merry-go-round of pain, darkness, no hope, feeling sick and trapped. I was trying to survive on my own, but sinking more and more into depression and numbness. This workshop has been so freeing, finding other women who share my same pain and learning how to claim truth for myself from God has changed me. I see now that I have hope, and I understand God's love and grace for me. I'm living with hope and support, assurance and understanding of who God says I am and how He sees me. I'm not crazy. I'm not lost. I'm not alone. And I'm not at the end.
Mm. Nice.
And, you know, I love the theme of hope that goes through that, because without that hope, it's really difficult to go on day to day.
That's right.
That's what we do. It's why we ask for your support. It's why we need you to step up and make a gift. I want to encourage first-time givers. There's a lot of you who've been listening for months, if not years, and never called us, never said, I need to help. This is your day. Give us a call. We need your help. We are behind the eight ball too often with our finances. And, you don't like to air your dirty laundry, so to speak. And our dirty laundry is we get behind on our payments, and we need your help. One of the best ways to help is join Club New Life. $30 or more per month, monthly giving, automating giving. And, we have grown that by several hundred people this year so far. And if we can keep that going, the monthly income, it gets up to be $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 more per month. Mm-hmm. And per month, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But we need you to join, one person at a time. We need six people to join every day. If you could be one of the six, we got a great thank you gift. Thumb drive, 71 teachings on it. And those teachings are phenomenal. We have stuff from John, Henry, Dave, Steve, Jill, Mylon. It's just our radio host. Just a lot of good stuff. Then after you join, you get access to our Club New Life video library. We're going on close to 170 videos that are up. We add every week. The most recent edition, Jill is talking about being isolated and alone. And she gives hints and ideas of how to escape that, how to go to church and find somebody to meet up with so you're not feeling alone all the time.
It's something that nobody else has access to except for our Club New Life members. It makes a difference when you join this club, and we know it's a huge sacrifice. That $30 a month is a lot of sacrifice to a lot of people. But it's how we get to sustain.
And can I say something about that? I'm on the road a lot and, talking to people at conferences, and, we're always talking about the show. And I can't tell you the people that go, I'm in the New Life family and I'm in the club. Yeah. And I hear that a lot. And here's what I've never heard in many years of doing this. I've never heard somebody go, I really regret that.
Yeah.
No, they always go, I feel like I'm helping. It brings me to tears to know that I'm doing something that's helping people in a transformational way. I love the materials. Nobody has ever said bad investment.
Yeah, it's a great investment. And I want to encourage folks who are currently members, if you haven't received, if you've been a member for a little while, you didn't receive that thumb drive, if you'll call and increase your giving by $10 a month, we'll send you that thumb drive. We need help every way we can get it, so not only new members, but existing members, if you can. I know not everybody can do that, so I've gotten some emails now and then that, I'm asking too much, too often, too many ways, but we need all the help we can get, and I'm not asking people who can't give. We respect that, but if you can, that's who I'm talking to.
Plus, this, you guys are you have such great stewardship, and you're so frugal, and the money goes in the right place. Larry's sitting here with an antenna on his head because the radio was so expensive. This is the kind of stuff that he saves money.
He says frugal. Steve says cheap. That's okay.
Same thing. All right. Thank you, Larry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to come and join, be part of this giving family. Let's go back to our phones right now. And how about we talk with Paul, Miami, Florida, listens on the internet. Glad he does. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Yeah. What's going on?
Well, I've been married for 20 years, and I've been dealing with a pattern of behavior from my wife that has really left me destroyed, I guess, to describe it accurately. Mm. After an acute emotional abusive episode recently, I went to some counseling, and they suggested that I might be dealing with borderline personality.
Okay.
I have some young kids that I'm worried about. I'm tired and isolated, unfortunately, and I'm just wondering what God wants me to do with this.
Okay. What could tell us something specific that would lead a counselor to think that this is a borderline problem?
Like specific behaviors.
Sure. Yeah. So it's an absolute need to be in control of everything from the daily routine to the life decisions. It's 20 years of marriage, not one single sincere apology, verbal abuse. Everything is my fault. Nothing can be logic reasoned out. It turns back around into, you know, something that was my fault.
Mm-hmm. What's the most bizarre, unpredictable thing that she ever did?
I don't know. That's hard to describe. I mean, it's things like I can just say a normal statement, and there's assumed behind it some bad motive, and then this switch can flip real quick. And definitely, if I try to interject any, you know, opinion or. And it becomes very, very acute.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, John? What would be?
Well, first off, Paul, I have some ideas to help, but why have you not addressed this in 20 years? I mean, this sounds like a miserable 20 years, man.
Yeah. I think as along the way, it's been changing problems. Like, you know, I don't want to go into too much of her, you know, her intimate details on the air, but, you know, initially in marriage there was one issue that, okay, you know, we were in conflict over that, you know, she's upset about that, and I thought if we get past that, things will be
Oh,
fine.
You kind of got into the let's solve the symptom, but the character underneath had never changed.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, I got you. All right, this is kind of crisis management. Let me tell you the sort of the protocol I always suggest to people who have this kind of situation is, number one is to make a strong, strong insistence to go to a New Life Weekend.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is...
the counseling.
I'm sorry?
I have suggested counseling, and she's refused.
Well... Sure. People
okay, so,
but there's so, another thing about the weekend. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. Did you suggest counseling for the two of you or for her?
Both and either. And I went first to say, hey, mm-hmm. I'm doing it because I'm not,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
I'm already going. Let's go, you know.
Well, if you could get to the weekend, you could maybe say to her, you know, it's 48 hours. Within 48 hours, we're going to know if this thing's going to get better or worse, if we're going to make it or not. We deal with so many, I think she'd probably fall in the category of a vacillator. We address that in a way that they can literally accept it and start to make some changes. And then you can see why you were kind of drawn to her, and you can make some changes. But, you know, close is not close enough, and distance is not far enough. It's very hard. We'll be back.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and then you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend. And just a couple of things, you know, let's just say that your wife won't go to counseling, your wife won't go to the marriage weekend. John and I were talking about some things that you could do if that's not going to happen. John, you want to start us off here?
Yeah, Paul, we're supposed to entreat a person to go to God's surgery and get well, but also some people need to know that there are reactions to what they're doing so that they begin to feel disrupted. And that's why Galatians tells us that we reap what we sow. And so you might have to say, if she refuses anything, I'm not going to do any change, I'm not going to get any help, it's all you, then you have to start to set some ground rules, such as, when you talk to me kindly, I'm around and I love you. When you talk mean to me and the moods kind of get disruptive, I'll probably need to leave the room or sometimes leave the house or sometimes spend a night or two away to be with people that are nice to me, and then I'll come back. She needs to experience that these storms she does and the verbal abuse cause a reaction in you, and she just can't do it willy-nilly. So Steve's got a great book he's going to send you, but there are consequences to this as well as in entreating her to get help.
Yeah, and you know, I'll send you this book out of the Arterburn Wellness series that Robert Wise and I did on understanding and loving a person with borderline personality disorder. But here's the thing, it's very frustrating, it's very difficult, and home remedies won't work. And so whether she ever does anything, you need like ongoing guidance on what to do. You know, you'll do something that will help things for a little while, and then it doesn't work anymore. And that can be frustrating, but you're going to just have to continue to look for new, better strategies. This book is going to help you a lot. It's going to help you feel better about you so that you can hang in there through the tough stuff. But I believe if we could just get her, and I tell you what else I'll do. I'll send you Mylan Kay's book, How We Love, mm-hmm. which talks about the vacillator, which is probably the closest to what she has. But if we could get her to the workshop, then she would kind of see that she has some things in common with other people. There's no reason to be ashamed of that. The thing that I would try in some way is to connect with that little girl who, for whatever reason, really had some tough times.
It doesn't feel secure.
Yeah, and let that little girl in there know that you care about her. It's so hard to not be frustrated, angry, bitter. But if you get the boundaries right, like John is saying, and you do walk away, make some space for yourself, it actually is easier to hang in there over the long haul.
Yeah, you know, one of my students at the Institute asked me, I was talking about attunement and empathy and how important it is, and she said, so you're telling me that I need to really attune to my husband when he's emotionally abusing me? And I went, No. We attune when they're vulnerable. We attune when they're nice. When they're mean and nasty, we shake the dust off our sandals and we set boundaries. So protect yourself, too, here, Paul.
All right. I'm really glad that you called. And I'll tell you, sometimes, over time, you'll see a change in that person. But do whatever you can to let her know there's a safe place for couples like you. We've dealt with so many folks, and you know, Mylon K that do a lot of the workshop, their whole private practice almost is just filled with folks like your wife, and they really know how to communicate. So I'm going to hope that somehow, some way, you can get there. Glad that you called. Anybody else, you know, the Arterburn Wellness Series, Understanding and Loving a Person with Borderline Personality Disorder, such a popular book. You'd think, well, isn't this rare? No, it is so very.
Steve, I think the word Arterburn is kind of an equivalent to wellness, really. Just equals wellness.
Yeah, I do too. Well, wherever you are and what you're doing, there are a couple of things I'd like you to do. Three things. First, of course, I'd love you to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and support us. Secondly, whatever you're struggling with, I would love for you to call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let us give you some help there. But thirdly, I think our audience has something in common. I think most of the people that listen because you want to get better, mm-hmm. you want to grow, you want a deeper relationship with others and with God. And John has come up with this assessment tool, and I think it's left out a word because it doesn't just assess, but it gives you some direction. It's called the Townsend Personal and Relational Assessment Tool. You take this, takes about, I think it takes most people 10 minutes. I think I did it in less than an hour. And no, actually, it's about a 10-minute thing, yeah. 60 questions mm-hmm. on there. And you answer them, you know, is this all the time or rarely? And so it's easy to answer. Then you click a button, and it gives you the information back. Here's where maybe you are absolutely proficient. Here's an area where it'd be great if you had some growth. And then it tells you, read this. This will help you understand this. Have a conversation like this. Here's some ways that you can stretch yourself. So it doesn't just assess. It gives you some direction on those areas and helps you to grow and get better and gives you some places to do that. Most of the time, or everybody else, they're paying $25 to take this assessment tool and get the feedback and the direction. But John's come in and he said, look, let's lower it from 25 to 15, and half of the proceeds we'll give to New Life. So we put it on the website. It's right there, TPRAT. It's the Townsend Personal and Relational Assessment Tool. You click on it. You put in the code New Life, and then you get the special discount, and half of that will go to us. And I really think in this world we all need a path. We all need a plan. We need a little bit of a program. This is so simple to get all of that. John, anything you want to say before we go?
Well, Steve, I think what the feedback we're getting from this is that now they have hope. Like, well, you're mm-hmm. telling me I don't have good boundaries and I need better skills in bonding, but there's all these skills that are now customizable. So people are going, I know how to do this. It's positive, it's easy to do, and you get a great clarity on what you need to work on to grow as a person.
Yeah, and clarity in the midst of a very confusing world with so many opportunities to, you know, do I grow this way? Do I take this assessment? What am I? This is really clear, and it speaks the language of every person that is listening to New Life. And, John, I can't thank you enough for putting it together, letting me take it, and it really did help me. It's given me a little plan and some great conversation mm-hmm. for me and my wife, and for everybody else, again, half of those proceeds go to New Life. Now, I don't know what you're struggling with. A lot of times you get stuck, and you think, there's no hope, there's no direction. Most likely, 18 billion people over the course of since creation have gone through this, had these feelings, and with some action, with some prayer, working with healthy people, you come out of it. But alone, in secrecy and silence, things are going to get worse. We can help you find the help that you need at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I've found this to be true, and I'd like you, nobody can dispute this. God's really smart. You cannot imagine how smart God is. And we think, oh, I was trying to follow his word. Well, you know, we read it differently, we interpret it differently, and what you need is some good, godly counsel. And if you want us to direct you to that, we'll do that if you'll call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. So help us if you can at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let us help you, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And go to newlife.com and look for the T. Pratt, the little box there. Click on it, and there's that code, New Life, $15. And you'll have a plan, not just to get better, but what I think is possible is to get into a whole different realm of relationship that maybe you never thought was possible. God bless you. See you next time. Thank you, Dr. John Townsend. See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.